You're listening to SBS News.
Paramedics and coronavirus testing staff remain on site at the Commission Flats in North Melbourne, a month after Victoria's public housing towers became the epicentre of the state's pandemic. Ashol Alluer contracted the virus in the first wave. With seven people living in her three-bedroom flat, there was no way to contain the spread.
If someone got the coronavirus, we can't isolate because we use everything. The house too small and like we can't isolate. And that's why we got it, all of us.
Ms. Alluer came to Australia from South Sudan in 2003. She has lived in the public housing towers for 13 years with her five children aged from 7 to 19 and her aunt. Her family has been on the list for a bigger house for 11 years. But she says the lockdown and stage 4 restrictions has made her desperate to get out.
They actually told us that you have to wait like 10 years to get the house. And we have been waiting for more than that, but we didn't still getting any housing.
Mary Adjueth has also been waiting for over a decade. She arrived in Australia from South Sudan in 2008. Five of her eight children still live at home in their three-bedroom flat. Ms. Adjueth can't read, write or speak English. She relies on her older children to help the younger ones with their remote learning. The family were diagnosed with COVID last month. Both she and her youngest child also have asthma. She says it took days for health authorities to contact her after they were diagnosed, the experience leaving her traumatised.
For 2 days, we didn't have any food. When they called me, I was crying. I told them no one is helping me. I am home with my child and I can't do anything.
She says many large families are living in small apartments in her building, with entire floors sharing laundry facilities and elevators. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre's housing coordinator, Skye McElveny, says the pandemic has put a spotlight on a public housing system that just simply is not keeping up.
One of the things in a number of areas that this public health crisis has done is just revealed the cracks that were already there that we could ignore before they became absolutely dire.
Figures released by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare this month show almost 800,000 people live in social or public housing. Of that figure, 5% are classified as living in accommodations too small for their families, while a further 150,000 remain on the wait list for accommodation. Nearly 150 complaints have been lodged with the Victorian Ombudsman over the treatment of public housing tower residents during last month's lockdown and the continued distress many say they are still experiencing. With over 3 weeks remaining of stage 4 restrictions, some public housing tenants say they're not sure how they'll cope. Mother of five, Lucy Lueth, is one of those. Born in Ethiopia, she came to Australia in 2008 when she was 16 years old. Last year, she was upgraded to a three-bedroom flat that she shares with her five children. The youngest is just 5 months. She says the lockdown has hit them hard.
I feel like we're in prison and I feel like bad for my kid because like I can't take them outside. They can't go and play outside. Like they just have to run around in a small area.
The family has so far avoided contracting the virus, but Lucy says she lives in fear.
If I get coronavirus and then bring it to the kid at home, it's really hard. So I'm just like locked down in the house with my kid because I live by myself with my children. And the help that I used to get from my family, I'm not getting it anymore.
Ms. Lueth wants the state government to allow those with large families to move to external accommodation, at least for the duration of the pandemic. The worst affected tower in Melbourne reported one-third of residents infected or exposed to COVID-19 last month. Associate Professor Wendy Stone from the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute says Australia's pandemic recovery must include reforms to public housing policy.
We haven't had a coordinated, large-scale housing strategy in Australia, a national housing policy since last century. And what the pandemic shows us is that it's time.
A spokesperson for the Victorian government told SBS, "We're working with public housing tenants and the housing sector to address any overcrowding issues on our estates. And if there's more work to be done, we'll look at how we can achieve that." Associate Professor Wendy Stone says a major overhaul is needed.
What we're doing is working on a business as usual model that no longer fits the kind of diversity, the complexity, the the density that Australia needs in its housing.
The Department of Health says it's scaled up its regular phone contact with vulnerable residents, but residents living in overcrowded accommodation say only an end to stage 4 lockdown will bring any sort of relief. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.